Oh, hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in. Come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered the after party zone.
Woohoo!
Time to take off a shoe, baby.
Yeah.
I said shoe, people. Get out your glow sticks. Swing them around.
Rave sticks.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the best dance in my mind you've ever seen.
You've never seen.
Well, maybe. Welcome back to the after party, ladies and gentlemen.
That's awesome.
We are here to entertain, inform, and have fun with all you Once Upon a Time fans. And hopefully cast and crew. So I'm going to play two. I need to find the other one, of course. I'm going to play a spoof of the Fantasmic announcement that would play around the rivers of America. So, because I like to do that kind of thing. So here is Around the Rivers of America, my spoof of the Fantasmic announcement. Here you go.
Hello, everyone. In just a few minutes, our fireworks spectacular, Fantasmic, will be starting at the Rivers of America. Now, a lot of you already know that because you've had people holding your place since, about noon. Just a reminder, the person you have holding that prime spot for you for Fantasmic might be a little hot and hungry. So why don't you get yourself over to one of our fine eating establishments or carts and buy them something to eat or drink. It's the least you can do. As a matter of fact, after you buy them something to eat and drink, and you're lugging it back to the Rivers of America, why not buy them a souvenir? Or two? No pressure, but it probably is a family member holding your spot, and you don't want to end up on Montel spilling your secrets to the world, do you? Well, do you? Anyway, have a great time watching our fireworks spectacular that drives the people that live nearby crazy with the noise and smoke. Oh, and don't forget what I said. Okay?
So that was that.
The sad thing is that unless you've actually been there and seen that firsthand, it's hard to imagine that that's actually really true. People do line up for like hours.
Yeah. I have had kind of secret dreams about sneaking into the vocal booth and making announcements.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy, I would love to do that. Are you kidding me?
I know, but that would be scary.
Yeah. Because it'd be bad names, you know, that sound bad when you sing together.
Oh, right.
Please don't type them in the chat room. Please don't do that. Please, I'm begging you. The minute I said that, I knew. Oh, no.
That's
please.
Awesome.
All right. So what I want to do is I want to talk about 10 ways to support Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
We know that there's a lot of television shows on the air, and there are times when we feel like it's going to be canceled and that kind of a thing. So here's some ways I think that you can support the show. Number one's a no-brainer. Watch the show. Duh, right, Jeff? We got that. Okay, but I'm saying. So we'll get to more ways in a little bit. So number two is introduce others to the show. What's interesting about people is we hang around people that we're like, okay?
Yes.
So I would say that people that you hang around more than likely might like what you like. And so people like to be invited. So you might want to say, hey, I'm going to watch this show. It's kind of cool. I want you to check it out. Well, what's it about? Well, it's fairy tales. Nah, I don't care about fairy. No. It's different. It's kind of different and twisted fairy tale. It's you know, whatever. And you may have to kind of have an elevator speech. We've talked about that before.
Right.
And explain what it is and invite them to watch. And then you can make watching it a group event. Yep. You know, some people get on Skype, right, and kind of talk back and forth. Some people use Twitter. We don't recommend that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, little things get out.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, it's a group event that you invite people to watch together. That's fun. Number three, kind of similar, let the world know you're watching. You can use Twitter, Facebook, Get Glue. That's an app. Mm-hmm. That you get on your iPhone or Android or whatever.
Right.
And that's another way that people know, oh, wow, hey, Once Upon a Time is on or whatever. And I would even say if you're watching it, still DVR it, because I think the DVR numbers are going to start to figure in with Nielsen and all that.
Yes.
We did get a tweet last year from Jennifer Goodwin that said, mm-hmm. Definitively that they do look at DVR numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
So not only watching it, I'd say DVR it as well. I think all the fans of this,
most of the fans
in this
do,
podcast,
sure, yeah,
do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that's a good idea to do that, because I think DVR is going to be the next kind of level that they start looking at. You know, also Hulu, I would say even ABC.com.
Definitely
anywhere that
ABC.com.
You can watch it. Because they know people are there,
right?
And they take those kind of numbers, but also Twitter. And that's why using hashtags are so important, because there's Once Upon a Time, that's a hashtag. OUAT is another hashtag. You know, Evil Regals, everybody has their hashtag to kind of communicate with a group. And so all those become more and more and more important. Facebook is another community group where you can do that. Number four is communicate with the cast and crew via social media. That's another way that you can support Once Upon a Time.
Mm-hmm.
You can say hi, that kind of thing. Please don't bother them. Please
right.
don't
bother. Right.
Oh, boy. Please don't ask the cast, can you tell me secrets about season two? This is just me asking you to. Don't do that, please.
Yeah.
That's just not.
They're not going
I
to.
Mean, my heavenly day.
Well, but here's the thing. They're not going to.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think we can say that any other way. They're not going to. They're under strict rule.
Right.
That's bad form, and very bad for them to do that. So they're not going to tell you secrets, so don't bother asking.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you want to say, hey, have a great day, perfect. Or I enjoyed you on last week's show. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
But you know, asking, it's just not, you know, and some people ask the same question every day when they don't get an answer. And that's kind of, anyway. Here's the thing. We are lucky. You don't even know how lucky we are.
Yeah.
That they communicate with us. And, you know, we can ask around this chat room. There are many people that feel very close to these cast members.
Sure.
You know, and so we need to really treat it with really respect and not over ask, not ask them for, hey, can I get a, you know, sign whatever, da da da. That's not how you do it.
Nope.
You go through publicity. That's how that works. But so please, because then it makes the cast member feel bad when they have to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Yep.
Right? Would you want to say that? I wouldn't want to say that.
No.
So Twitter is really great. You can do that. Another way that you can support the show is actually wish cast members happy birthday.
Yes.
A lot of these subgroups, you know, Team 7, Deary's, Evil Regals, they wish, you know, the members and the subgroups, the cast members, happy birthday. Some of them make videos. Some of them make posters. But there's lots of different ways that you can do that. So that's totally cool. Number 6, really big, support causes they feel are important. Okay. So Jared, I mean, we talked about Mushu. You know,
yes.
The organization that he put together to help out Mushu, Robert Carlisle, withkids.org, that's another one. And Once Upon a Time fans site is really kind of spearheading this thing. One of the readers of the site gave $2,000.
Wow.
To With Kids, I think, in the last day or so.
That's amazing.
So, you know, and if you watch the videos, you know, Jared feels strongly about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way to really kind of support him and support the show is to support the charities that they feel strongly about.
Right.
You know, Robert Carlisle, I've mentioned it before. The videos that he does about With Kids are just such a – it's touching to watch Robert Carlisle. I mean, you know, we love him on the show. He's just so over the top. But to hear him talk about Scotland, about kids in Scotland, about help, oh, my gosh. It's just – it's incredible.
It is. It really is.
You know, and the rest of the cast members also have different charities they feel strongly about. Whispers of Life is another thing. Mm-hmm. There's a filmmaker.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that – that's over because it was like 10 days or something like that. But anyway, it's just keep your eyes open for stuff like that. That's a great way. Watch other projects that the cast and crew are involved in and let them know you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if it's like an old episode of Friends, you know, that you saw Lee Ehrenberg on.
Right.
Or whatever. Just say, hey, I caught, you know, the other show and I saw you in it. I thought it was really great. See, that's a great way to support the cast and support the show. Obviously, attend public appearances like Comic-Con, WonderCon, Paley Fest. Another great way. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of the listeners of this show, I think the biggest contingency of listeners now, at least, were at Paley Fest.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's a great way to show your support and support the show. Because if you don't think ABC is kind of looking around and going, how many people are here for Once Upon a Time? And if they see people sitting all the way to the back, they'll say, I guess we're pretty safe. I guess we're doing well.
That's true.
But if we don't, then they're going to go, well, wow. That's... The next Paley Fest, there better not be a seat available in the house.
Well, and when we were there, they had the where we were in the upper balcony, they didn't even have all the seats filled because they had part of that section closed off. So there were at least another, I'd say, 10, 15 rows in the upper balcony part where they could have had another easily 100 or more people. Mm-hmm. Easily. So.
Yep. So get out, support them. Mm-hmm. And I know that it was kind of pricey, but I know Jennifer and Josh were in a play in Los Angeles for some type of charitable organization. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, if you can, that's another way to do it. So, you know, the more you follow them, the more you'll see what they're involved in, and you can get involved that way as well. Number 8, vote for when you can, because not everything we can vote for. But like this Teen Choice Awards, other awards, TV Guy Awards, those kind of awards that we can vote for, and you'll see it kind of floating around. It's like, you know, let's vote for Lana. Let's vote for Robert. Let's vote for, you know, the show. So that's important because the more awards they win, the more things are that, you know, the ABC brass will look at and say, well, we're doing pretty good. So it's something else to think about. Get creative with your fandom And we've kind of talked a little bit about different ways to do that. I know that we've been doing the ATC cards, the artist trading cards.
Yes.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
People draw, people write fan fiction, all kinds of fan fiction. Believe me, all kinds of fan fiction. Costumes, doing graphic work. Mr. Mark's in the chat room. He's a fantastic. He always blushes when I do this. But Mark Davis is an incredible graphic guy. I mean, I don't know how he does it. But anyway, it's just however you can get creative with the show, you get to get creative with the show. Because it's a fun way to do it. And what's nice is you can take a picture of it, right, with your camera or whatever, and then tweet it out to the actual cast member. And they'll look and they'll go, that is so incredible. Thank you so much for that. And they love it. Are you kidding? So, number 10. We're going to do more than 10. Have a once-er party, right?
That's true.
You know, maybe when the show comes back or even just on another Sunday night, whatever, or a subgroup, you know, maybe have a Charmer's dinner or a Deary's dinner. It doesn't have to be a big formal meetup. It can just be, you know, whatever. But the more you can kind of hang out and get together and keep the excitement of the show alive and how much you enjoy the different cast members, that's a great way to keep it going. Also, number 11, let ABC know that you love Once Upon a Time. There's a number of, like, Once ABC is a Twitter account. There's also Publicity, ABC Publicity is another one. I think it's with an underscore in the middle. Because there's two of them. Because there's actually an ABC Publicity Company, and that's not the American Broadcasting Corporation. That's not that. But it's, I think it's ABC underscore Publicity is a publicity department for the channel, network ABC.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also you can drop them, wait for it, a letter.
Send them an actual
You can send them an actual letter.
US,
it still works.
U.S. Post or Canadian Post.
Or you can send an email to ABC.
That is true, too.
And say, you know what? I love Once Upon a Time, and I want you to know that. Because every email matters. And let me take a quick little detour, and we'll come right back. There was a guy that was on an air flight, and he had bad service. His seat in a plane would not hook right, and it kind of part of it was hanging down, and he couldn't sit properly. Right? Mm. And so he sent an email to the company. And he said, I know you probably don't care. I'm just telling you, I was not happy. And they emailed him back and they said, we do care. We do read every email that's sent in.
Hmm.
Here are some frequent flyer miles that we're going to attach to your account. We're so sorry that you had that experience. You know, give us another chance to make it up to you. Now, ABC is different than an airline, but what I'm telling you is, it's important. The emails are important.
That is true.
So,
that is true.
Okay. And the 12th way, I'm telling you, this is just for me. The greatest way I think you can support your show that you love is to support the podcast you listen to. I know there's different Once Upon a Time podcasts out there. Totally get that. Some of you may listen to all of them. Okay. Whichever ones you listen to, I would like you to subscribe to them, rate them, and review them. Okay? That's important. Because when we're talking about like Get Glue and Twitter and all this kind of thing, people are watching. People look at iTunes too. Okay? So if you really enjoy the podcast, we would ask that you would subscribe, rate it. If you got a 5-star rating that you want to get out, go ahead, send it our way. That'd be great. And also review. That's important. So that's what I would ask you to do.
Yes.
So those are 10 or so ways that you can support Once Upon a Time. All right. And I will play, let's see, 8:15. Okay, got another comedy bit here. I'll play this, and then we'll get into our cast bio, and then we'll do some quiz fun. So here we go.
Hey, Luke, what's the matter? Don't you want to play football with us?
I can't play football.
Oh, we'll teach you how to play, Luke. It's easy.
It's not that I don't know how to play. I can break down that cover two defense faster than an NFL coach. It's just that I have asthma.
What's asthma?
It means I can never do anything physical that's fun.
Bummer.
Hey, who's that?
Whoa, it's Darth Vader?
Luke, do not let the asthma get the best of you.
How did you know I had asthma?
Because you are my... I mean, we're the Empire. We know everything.
Cool.
Asthma shouldn't stop you from playing sports. Look at me. I raced pods as a young boy. Fought Count Dooku's droid armies as a teen. And then conquered the galaxy as an adult. All while living with asthma.
Golly, I never knew.
So how can Luke play football with asthma?
The Galactic Asthma Foundation has a brochure that will give you information on living with asthma and the treatments available. Everything from inhalers to complete life support suits.
How can I get this brochure?
Write to the Galactic Asthma Foundation, Coruscant 20036.
Huh. Want to play quarterback, Luke?
Sure. And Lord Vader? Thanks.
Anytime, son. I mean, go get him, Tiger.
The Galactic Asthma Foundation. The GAF.
Well, yeah.
The GAF.
Well, sure.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's the spokesperson.
Well, he of course he is.
He's the poster child for it.
All right. At least you didn't say no.
God, that's funny.
I didn't allow him to say no, so that's good.
Okay, that's funny.
Our crew bio tonight is Eduardo Castro.
Yay.
The costume designer for Once Upon a Time. So Eduardo Castro is known for his magnificent costume work on different movie and TV sets. He has worked on movies such as Bride and Prejudice. He was nominated for a British Independent Film Award for that. Elvis. He was nominated for an Emmy and a Costume Designer Guild Award. And starring Pancho Villa as himself, he was nominated for an Emmy and a Costume Designer Guild Award. And Their Eyes Are Watching God. He was nominated for a CDG Award, amongst others. He's also worked on numerous TV shows such as Miami Vice, Judging Amy, Pepper Dennis, Eastwick, and Castle.
Wow.
His big break came when he worked on Ugly Betty. He was nominated twice for an Emmy and won 3 Costume Designer Guild Awards for Ugly Betty. So I will try and find the... I think I have... videos ready to go. And I hope. Okay, here is one of them.
Might think.
From the minute.
Oh, boy. Ah, all right.
Love these technical difficulties.
Yeah, it
this
says
evening.
An error occurred. An error occurred.
Sure, there's Emmy Awards for the Best Comedy and Drama Series, Best Actor and Actress, but as you might think.
From the minute I wake up to the minute I go to sleep, it's constant, constant putting out fires, going to meetings, going to fittings, drawing, shopping. It's very, very, very busy. It's like the busiest thing I've ever done.
The biggest challenge is the size of the cast and the time frame in which we need to get things done.
Adding more pressure, last minute script changes, and characters with specific demands.
Betty isn't that easy to do. We have to make sure that she's interesting and quirky, off in a very
kind of fun way. We spent a lot of time developing the patterns and finding the right colors and finding the right juxtaposition of fabrics.
A tedious task that pays off in the end.
But there's tremendous reward in knowing that so many people around the world love to watch the show and love the characters and know them now.
So as you get ready to watch the 59th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards or any TV show, keep an eye out for the hard work of those costume designers. In Los Angeles, Courtney Friel, Fox News.
Okay.
Sure, there's
so
Emmy.
That was actually two designers. One was Eduardo Castro for Ugly Betty, and then there was the other costume designer for Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, that's the other voice you were hearing.
I was wondering about
the
that.
The interview, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of different parts to a television show.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about, you know, all the different things to do. I mean, directing is huge, right? Producing is huge. Making sure all the money comes in. Making sure all the different people can do the right roles, making sure they show up when they need to. You know, we get these tweets, you know, and Bailey Madison is flying up to Vancouver.
Yes.
Jamie Chung's flying up to Vancouver. What if they get snowed in or, you know what I mean? There's money that starts to get lost, and then decisions have to be made. And just like with the costumes, there's so much in this, you know, so when people write the scripts, you know, they hand them to Eduardo. He reads them through and then he starts making decisions. Okay. This should look this way. This should look that way. I mean, just think Rumpelstiltskin alone, you know, what would he wear? And it's a different style for Fairy Tale Land and for, you know, before he got the power, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then after. Just totally different,
right?
You know,
right.
So it's a lot to it. So Eduardo Castro, I mean, just costume design alone is tough. But Ugly Betty was a pretty quirky show, and I remember all the different.
Oh yeah,
styles,
great,
and all that.
Great stylish costumes. I mean, really. I mean, Vanessa Williams always looked amazing in mm-hmm. these gorgeous, gorgeous dresses and pantsuits and things and stuff. And then, you know, Betty looked kind of fun and quirky in her costume. So
that was one of the rare things that came from a novella and went to mm-hmm. American television.
Yeah.
Normally we get the British cast-offs. That's we copy the Brits a lot.
We do indeed.
But this was the first time where it started as a novella.
Mm-hmm.
And then we developed it.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's because Salma Hayek brought it here. So.
Thank you, Salma. All right. So after working on Ugly Betty and other movies, Eduardo is now designing and styling for Once Upon a Time. From Regina's Evil Queen dark elegance to the conservative girl next door look for Mary Margaret. And just think about that. Mm-hmm. Just the differences between the two spectrums.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over the top and then really subdued, right?
Yeah.
Even the change of wardrobes for Emma,
mm-hmm.
just the differences as time has gone on. So,
yeah, well, I mean, let's look at Mary Margaret from the beginning, and then after she and David started having their little fling,
right?
And then you know she became a pariah again. Her wardrobe changed considerably.
Yeah. So. Eduardo brings new life and context to these fairy tale characters. He says a lot of his inspiration for the costumes for Once Upon a Time comes from his own vision of fairy tales growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the most interesting things. And some Disney purists I know, it drives them crazy. But, I mean, basically, to me, it was, okay, here are the fairy tales. We're going to do them a different way. And right. And with that in mind, that's how they wrote, and that's how it sounds like the costumes, too.
Well, and what I think, and I thought I saw this on, I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw some interview with Eduardo or heard something to the effect that he wanted to make the costumes very stylish, very high fashion, very haute couture, but then also give them a little bit of an edge. so that they're not totally inaccessible and not ridiculous to the point where people wouldn't go, I would never wear something like that. He wanted them to look at it and go, yeah, you know what? I could actually, if I had a function, I could wear something like that. That's what I remember hearing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, extras on the DVD or something for the first five episodes. I can't remember where I heard it, but I do remember hearing that.
There's a bit of interview from him. It says, there was talk at the beginning of going very modern with an avant-garde with the fairy tales.
Mm.
We've gone more classic, but there are elements of Alexander McQueen. I don't know. Mm. It must be some type of designer.
Alexander McQueen is a designer, yes. Very, very good designer.
So
very popular among the actors in Hollywood now.
So let me try and wrap my head. It's probably like a... Who was the house designer guy? That's pretty famous.
Are you talking about Versace?
No,
Johnny Versace?
No, no, the house designer, the guy that designed those really cool houses.
Oh, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right. So
the
Alexander
architect.
McQueen
the
is
architect.
Little like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm trying to
when
kind
you said
of,
house designer, I'm going house, the TV show. I don't know who
no,
did the
no,
clothes
no,
for that.
No, no.
Or house designer, I'm going the house designer, the designer in house. Yeah.
See, listen to
architect.
Me. Architect. I have to do that, don't I?
You do.
I have to Jeffize these things and get them in a frame that I understand. And once
yeah.
I connect them with something that I go, ah, got it.
Yep.
It's like when I learn how to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I could not learn the normal way. I
right.
had to.
You had to figure out your own way.
Yeah.
You do. You do. So, but yes, back to what you were saying.
Okay, the elements of Alexander McQueen we tried to incorporate into the designs.
Nice.
Once Upon a Time presents a unique opportunity to do fantasy plus modern. The characters are very well defined, so the biggest challenge is having only 2 or 3 days to conceptualize a costume, sketch it, and get it made. Shall I read that again? That's wild.
Say that again.
2 or 3 days to conceptualize a costume,
mm-hmm.
sketch it,
mm-hmm.
and get it made.
Mm. That's pretty intense.
So,
but he's got an amazing team of of costumers.
Mm-hmm.
To yeah, so mm-hmm.
we don't take it literally. We take it as the characters are written. I think that's a fantastic way.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. I do like the fact, and I know you're talking earlier about the fact that, you know, Disney purists are kind of upset because, you know, they're different, you know, looks than what the, you know, the Disney movies had. But let's face facts. Walt took liberties with what they were wearing, too. Walt and his animators took liberties
sure.
because, you know, even if you look at the original books, any original illustrations or anything like that, these people, you know, it doesn't look anything like it or may look similar. I think it's awesome what they do. I think the costuming on Once Upon a Time is amazing, and it is funky, and it's cool, and it's, you know, edgy, and it's new, and it's exciting, and it's got that old feel to it. It's just, they do a really good job. They really, really do a great job.
Yep. And that's all we've got. Just a little bit, but it's a nice kind of overview of how he got where he was. And, you know, some of the awards and nominations he's got and
yeah.
some of the influences
yeah.
and things for Once Upon a Time. So Eduardo Castro, costume designer extraordinaire, and now Emmy nominated again, but now for Once Upon a Time.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Which is awesome. He's very gifted.
Yep.
He's a very, very gifted designer.
Yep. And even, like I said, coming from my... non-costume designer point of view is
mm-hmm.
I think he's fantastic. And it's just, even if you listen to like the second or third episode of this podcast, when people said, you know, the costumes actually look like forest creatures, like birds,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the feathers
right.
and different
a lot
things.
Of use of feathers and fur and leather and snake skin and yeah.
So
but that's the beautiful part, because that what that does is that just enhances that character's personality even more.
Mm-hmm. So think about the set designers and all the little kind of Easter eggs they put there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with costume, same with music. So actually, every part of this show has different influences that kind of lead you somewhere and give you kind of an inference of something.
Right. Everything ties together,
right,
including the
yep.
costumes.
Yep. So I want to thank Melini for that.
Nice.
She put that together.
Very
I appreciate
nicely done.
That. So let's do some quiz questions. These are tougher.
Oh, we have quiz time.
Quiz time, and these are tough. So, yeah, I'm just telling you. I may do an easy one here and there, but...
You already know the first answers come in, right? You know what that is, right? That would be Evil Queen Regina.
Look, I got love for you, but it ain't the... And it's not that, you know. So, all right. Okay, so the first who said that is... I am.
Oh, I actually know this one.
I'll say it again. I am.
I do know this one.
Who said it? And what's the name of the episode?
That is awesome. Oh. First guess was Caterpillar from Hat Trick?
No. It's a good answer, though.
Yeah. Sydney.
Okay. What episode?
Do we know the episode? And that is correct.
Right.
I actually know this. I know the episode. I know this exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Question, I guess, was Stable Boy? No.
Nope.
Fruit of the Poisonous Tree? Nope. Good guesses, though.
Good.
And I think I know this because I actually saw that, rewatched this. It's on my iPhone. It's one of the episodes on my iPhone, and it's,
It's a big clue for you guys, too, by the way.
That is.
It's a big clue.
It's a huge clue. So if y'all know me at all, have paid any attention, you'll know why
Still
I have.
Still don't know.
The question is the one with him as a genie. Well, that is Fruit of the Poisonous Tree. That's when we figured out. But yeah, no, not the pilot.
No.
It was way later than the pilot.
It's Desperate Souls. I'll give it to you.
Yes.
It's Desperate Souls. Okay.
And it was when Regina said I have a candidate already running and something about
well she said Emma Sydney said, is running.
Yeah, and he right. said, I am. yeah. That was very funny. But that was a very good pull. Sarah pulled that one out. That was
excellent
great.
Work.
Yeah.
Sarah Hardy. Hi, Sarah.
She's here in the chat room
excellent.
With us tonight.
Thank you for being here. So here is the next who said that question. Are they
and we already have our buzzer. The Regina buzzer's been rung.
All right. Wrong again. Wow.
Nope, sorry, I am a
okay. So here's the quote. Really? The whole world?
Ooh. Wow.
Really? The whole world?
Ooh, Emma.
Okay. And the name of the episode.
Do we know what episode it's from? The pilot?
No.
Still Small Voice.
Yes.
Wow.
Very good. Very good.
Wow. Shannon pulled out Emma, but then Torty pulled off Still Small Voice. Well, and Torty.
Very, very good.
Kelly
excellent, excellent
nice.
Work.
Nice.
Okay. So let's kind of switch it around, and I'm going to do quiz questions about different things. These are pretty tough. Okay, Ima, are you ready? I got one for Ima. Everybody can sit this one out. This is for Ima. Are you ready? How low of a temperature did Regina say the Honeycrisp apple could survive? Do not Google it. Come on, girl.
We have one guess. It's not hers. Do you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
It's 140 below.
No. No. Mm-mm. That's close, but that's not it.
Not quite.
That's really cold.
Torty's sitting out for Ima. That's sweet. Come on, Emma.
Okay, I mean, you can Google it if you want, but don't tell me.
She doesn't know the answer.
Okay. 40
but that's
below.
Okay. 40 below.
And keep growing. It can weather any storm, she said.
Mm, she didn't. She wasn't paying attention to that.
Fine, fine. We know, we all are aware that we have many Regina fans. And yes. I am a Regina fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow. So she was kind of in a haze, if
yes,
you will.
Yes. All right. And by perfect. The way, here's a little tidbit, and Torty is absolutely correct, is it wasn't a Honeycrisp apple.
That's
it was a
true.
Red Delicious right. they used, but mm-hmm. anyway.
We'll let Regina slide on that.
Yeah, we'll let her slide
on
that.
That's fine. Okay, so what did Maleficent call Snow White?
Ooh.
These are tough.
Yeah, they are. Was it Flake of Snow?
Yes.
Wow. Torty pulled that out.
Man.
They were like, yeah, it's from episode two.
You're on my team, dude.
Dude, no kidding.
Incredible. Okay. So, all right, let's...
I know I'm calling for millionaire.
Yep.
Phone
yep,
a friend. Yep. Sheesh.
Okay, let's keep going. What did Henry Sr. call revenge? What did he say? What did he say revenge was?
Hmm. Let's see. Let's see. Anybody got any guess? What did Henry, Regina's dad, refer to revenge as? Manny says path.
Close. Close, actually. Manny.
Ooh, Manny pulling the info out. Mm-hmm. Ooh, A Dark and Lonely Road.
That's it.
Paige pulled that one out for
Great
us.
Great job.
Nicely done.
Hey, Paige.
Paige.
Hi, Paige. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to get misty-eyed. This is really nice. And Karen's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend from Thailand.
Yes.
Is it fantastic?
Yes. She's actually just had to leave, unfortunately.
Okay.
But she's been
all
here
right.
the whole time. It's
okay.
been fantastic.
And Alira's having little puppy things, but I think
yes.
she's popped in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were the three charges on Snow White's wanted poster?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Murder, treason, and treachery.
That's right.
Torty pulled that
Excellent
out.
Excellent job.
Nice.
Excellent job.
Wow.
All right.
Which is funny because who'd they say she murdered?
Well, she just...
I don't think we've ever talked about this. Seriously, I don't think we've ever talked about the wanted poster. She's wanted for murder, treason, and treachery. Okay, I get why they would say treason, maybe, but murder?
Well, okay.
I'll be interested to see if they address that in
now,
season two.
I don't want to answer that question, but what I want to say is this. Let's flip it around to Storybrooke. Tell me the situations.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I don't have an answer for you, but I get that.
But I'm very curious in fairy tale world why that was put on the poster and what charges the queen supposedly leveled against her. I'm assuming that it's, you know, she quote unquote murdered her own father. That's the only guess I can think of. But,
well,
you know what I mean? It's just kind of interesting. I'm very curious, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So,
anyway.
Kind of. Sort of easy. What is written above Mayor Mills' office doorway?
Let's see if anybody has an answer for that. Mayor?
No.
Magister?
Yeah, Magister. Yep.
Wow.
Very good.
Paige again.
Good job, Paige.
That's really awesome.
Okay, this is really, really, really tough. You would have to be a huge August fan to tell me this answer.
Oh.
But I'm going to throw it out here anyway.
Okay. Let's hear we go.
What was on the back of August leather jacket along the shoulder line, the shoulder blade back portion.
Oh, man.
What was there?
Oh, man.
This is tough. This is really, really tough.
This is like detail stuff. Manny, wood splinters?
No. Good guess.
And Tordy's not an August fan, so. Okay.
All right.
And Ima says you need a magnifying glass?
No. it does kind of, it ties in with the show, actually, in a way.
The word
and actually,
Kansas?
It ties in, no. And actually, it ties in with August's storyline.
A little bit?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Kind of, sort of.
Did it say Thailand?
Nope.
Ooh.
This tough. I'll give it. It's a row of stars.
Oh.
Row of stars.
A row of stars.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. That was tough.
That was tough. I wouldn't have thought about that. I would never have gotten that. And I like August.
What connection? Okay. And I add this, two cars. Does Regina and Emma have? There's a connection. Regina and Emma have two cars.
Okay.
And I just noticed this today. I was rewatching some of the episodes.
Not cars as in the Disney movie Cars.
Right.
We're talking about cars that they drive
vehicles
on the show.
Vehicles in the show.
Cars in the show.
Yeah.
Something about the make and the model.
No. Nope.
Nope. Well, let's see. Somebody's saying Cadillac and Volkswagen. And actually, no, she does not drive a Cadillac. She drives a Mercedes, late model Mercedes.
Somebody pointed out it was like the Cruella de Vil vehicle in the movie, I guess.
Yes. It has a similar look and feel to it. Not quite, but
yeah. No. Okay. So any more guesses? I don't think. I mean, this is tough. These are probably the toughest questions I've ever come up with.
The same town. They're old. What's the question again?
Okay.
What's Here the connection?
Okay. The connection to vehicles does Regina and Emma have? Okay, so here it is. They both have had cars booted.
Oh.
Emma had Ryan's car booted in the pilot. And Regina had Emma's car booted.
Wow, that was a pull there, sweetie.
No, but I'm just...
I understand. I know, but that was a wow. We were not following you with that, but that's all right.
Okay, sorry. All right, so let's keep going here. What scam did Jiminy's parents run?
Oh, was there like a name for it?
Specific scam.
Was there a specific name for it?
Yep.
Elf tonic.
That's right.
Nice. Paige pulled that one out again.
Very good.
That's awesome.
All right. So let's see here. Before its use, where was a dark curse held?
Oh, there we go. And I actually know the answer to this one. So before it was actually used, where was the dark curse kept? And wow. Ima pulled that one off Maleficent's staff.
Great job.
Yay.
In the orb on the top.
They're all pulling that one out because they agree with that. They know that.
Good job.
That wasn't quite as difficult. But
no.
Yeah, that was still a good pull.
So How does the evil queen make the ones with the darkest souls give up a lock of hair for the first attempt at the dark curse?
Ooh.
She did something to kind of make them.
Okay. Got growing evil vines.
That's right. Yep. And to me, it reminds me of the thorns that were in Sleeping Beauty.
Yep.
So that's...
Yep.
Okay. So this is a two-part question. Okay. First part of the question is, who purchased Coco for Emma in The Thing You Love Most? Who purchased it for her? And the second part is, who did Emma think it was first?
Okay. So somebody purchased the Coco for her.
Right.
And she thought it was from a person that it wasn't really from.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so who purchased it was Henry. Who did she think it was from? August is the guess.
No.
Nope, he hadn't come in there. August was way later.
Yep, yep. This is the thing you love most.
Henry and Graham.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's right. So, yeah, Emma went over and started talking to Graham. And
she thought,
know,
it, was
she thought
Graham,
it was him. And
it turned out it was Henry.
He said, alas, it was not him.
Yes.
So, and it was Henry.
Nicely done.
Henry pulling the big guns, and I'll order her some cocoa.
Yep.
With cinnamon. And
woohoo! Yep. Nicely done, everybody.
Okay. This is very, very tough. So, this is really geeky stuff here. In The Thing You Love Most, mm-hmm. how long ago did Emma say Henry got the fairy tale book? How long? Now, true or not, I don't know. But this is what she said.
That day, a month ago?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Manny pulled that one out again.
Great job.
And
great
then Tori
job.
Came in at the same time.
Great
wow,
job,
that's
man.
Pretty amazing.
Okay. Why did Mary Margaret bail out Emma? There was a reason that she said why.
Ooh. She trusts her.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull that one out.
Yeah. Great
That's
job.
That's awesome.
Yep. Very,
and
very good.
They, and now they're all ringing in. That's awesome.
Yep. All right. How did the evil queen come to visit Rumpelstiltskin? In what form? Da, 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 da. The extra credit. What color smoke did
some got
after?
A mouse, and then she was a rat.
I'm going to say rat.
It was bigger than a mouse.
Right.
I would agree with you. It's a rat. Paige pulled that one out. And then the smoke was black.
Yep. Black smoke.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Nicely
very,
done,
very good.
Kiddos. Nicely done.
All right. Now, this is kind of tough, but I think you'll get it. According to Prince Charming and Snow Falls, why did he save Snow White?
Oh, whoa. Man. True love or honorable thing.
It seemed like the honorable thing to do.
Yep.
That's
wow.
That's what
Shannon
he said.
Rang that in first.
Great job.
And Manny, well, they kind of come both at the same time, but yeah. Wow.
Now, this is very geeky, I'm just telling you. But according to Jennifer's Twitter commentary of Snow Falls,
mm-hmm.
what was different about the lead troll's voice?
Hmm. Oh.
There was something different.
I actually know this one.
Yeah.
The answer that rang in first was it was deep. He spoke English.
It was deep. Yes, true.
But that's not what we're looking for.
True.
It was not girly.
No. No, it was not.
Emma. Deep and real, and he talked like that for real.
Right.
And that is true. And I don't
that
know who
is
that
true.
Is. That's a mystery Ustreamer.
Okay. Hi, mystery Ustreamer.
I'm sure it's somebody we know, but... it's Nat. Hey, Nat.
Hey, Nat. Excellent work.
Nice.
Okay. In Storybrooke... Well, and the chat room is going to explode on this one.
Yes.
In Storybrooke, what was the name we first knew David Nolan by? It's easy. Really easy.
5, 4, 3. Oh, John Doe.
That's right.
Torty. They all have it. It's just who got their fingers fast and who's on a delay or not on a delay. So.
Okay. What room number did August stay in at Granny's Bed and Breakfast? Tough.
Oh,
it's a tough one.
Wow. Somebody says 14.
No.
Then 12.
No.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Two. Go
room
Kelly.
Room number two.
Wow.
Now.
Super Kelly.
Here's something that I didn't realize at first. And this is, I'm going to go off topic here for a little bit. I kept thinking that Granny's Bed and Breakfast was on Moncton Street.
Yeah.
I kept thinking that. But it's not.
It's not?
It's not nowhere near Moncton Street. It's kind of off some other area. Because I thought it was connected to the diner somehow. But it wasn't. Because your mind thinks Remember when she drove down the street and we saw the Tinkerbell little wind thing and all the little shops and everything? When she walked to Granny's Bed and Breakfast, I said, it has to be on Moncton Street. And I started looking down at all the different shops, and I go, it's not there. And it's not.
No, but I think they think that it's... they want you to think it's behind the diner.
Yeah.
But it's not. The actual physical building is not there. Gotcha. Yep, all right. Yep.
Okay. So we're almost done here. Almost out of time. What game did David play with Mary Margaret in the hospital? There was a game they played.
Oh. Hangman?
Hangman. Yep.
Wow. Yep. Paige pulled that one out fast.
Great job.
They all
Great
are
job.
Pulling it in. That's nice. Bingo.
Not post office.
Not strip happy days right, either.
Then. Okay.
Sorry, that's a Friends reference for anybody who understands that.
Oh, Friends.
Hey, all right. Do not mess with my friends, man.
I know. I'm not messing with your friends. who discovered where Archie and Henry were in the mine? There's who?
Pongo.
Yeah.
Ima. Nicely Pongo done. Did. And yep. Shannon, they're all pulling up.
In the elevator shaft. Okay, how was Archie rescued in the elevator shaft? There was something really cool that happened when the elevator fell down.
Umbrella. Yep. Emma, umbrella.
Yep.
Very nicely done. Tori pulled that one. And
the umbrella caught on. Emma had one of those sea hooks.
Yeah.
That you hook in things to lower yourself down and all that.
Like a crampon?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they call them. Actually, I don't think that was a crampon. I think that's crampons are going to your feet, if I remember correctly. Anywho.
Okay. I think that's that. So it's 8:53.
It's a carabiner. That's what it's called. Okay. It's kind of like a carabiner thing, if I remember right. I climbed a long time ago, like once or twice, mountain climbing type stuff. And I don't remember a lot of the terms anymore. I mean, I remember the terms. I just don't remember what they go to. So
I climb out of bed. Okay. So one more. And I'm fairly certain this was seen in the show. And if not, I will apologize. What is the name of the garage where Michael Tillman works?
Ooh. Mariner's Garage?
Close.
Very, very close, Tori. Marine Garage. That's it.
And actually, I think that's the name of the garage that's on the
That's Moncton Street. It's right there, right next to Granny's.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So.
Nice.
Guys, thank you so much. Such brilliance in the room. It's just so cool.
I know. We got some super fans, man.
Tough questions out there. And, it's so much fun.
We have some serious fans.
I hope this is fun for everybody. It sounds like a lot of everyone was kind of participating.
Yeah.
It's just, this is hiatus. We don't have any shows. We try to do kind of different fun little things and, quizzes I think people enjoy. So, anyway.
Yeah. And if you, don't want to make anybody sad or anything, but it is actually a good thing to look forward to and have a positive thing to think about is we don't have that many weeks left until we start seeing shows.
Yep. So next week, we will be talking with two of the intrepid evil regalers that went up to Steveston, and we won't be talking about everything. I totally understand that, but I think we'll be talking a little bit about what it was like to, my gosh, stand in front of the clock tower. Mm-hmm. It's really not there, but I mean, what it was like to walk down the freaking street.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about that next week and just a bunch of other fun stuff. So thank you very much for listening, downloading, subscribing, rating, reviewing. We really, really appreciate you. I want to send big love out to everybody. As you know, in the last couple of days, big love is something we need to spread around. And
that is true.
So
that is very
please,
true.
Please do that. And we will be talking to you next week. So hang in there, and we're on Twitter here and there sometimes, so we'll be around. So take care, guys.
Yep. Good night.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.